just had to make up when the meeting is over.
She talked to you. I was hungry. I went to work at 5:30, so I could get some hours in before I came over.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Civil Service Board meeting is called to order for February 9th, 2016. So we'd like to, if you would, join with us in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichart is absent excused. Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Dan Carloni is absent excused. Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Here.
Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
Also present, we have Jason York from the City Attorney's Office and Stephen Grimm, also from the City Attorney's Office. And for the record, we have representatives from the Human Resources Department and the Water Department present today.
Okay. Morning, everybody. As I said again, I'm sitting here for our chair, and hope he's well soon. The next on our agenda is the public comment. Do we have any public comments? I don't have any slips or any. No public comments. If not, we'll move on to agenda. Any addition?
No agenda additions today.
No additions. All right. Then we'll move right on into our consent calendar. On our consent calendar, we have A1 and A2. Any of the commission would like to pull any of those items for discussion? If not, then I'd like to have a motion to adopt A1 and A2 of the consent calendar.
So moved. Second.
Moved and second that we adopt A1 and A2 of the consent calendar. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. Motion carried.
Vice Chair, can I ask real fast? Does anyone want to make comment on any items on the consent calendar? I didn't think we had anyone here, but I just want to make sure.
We got some public out there, so. Then we'll move, that ends our consent calendar, and we move right on into our A3, which is a request for the Deputy General Manager of Water Department approve revised testing standards, senior account technician. A motion that the request is approved to revise the testing standard for the senior accounting technician and this to be civil service application review, civil service supplemental questionnaire review, civil service performance typing exam, and civil service written exam. Any questions?
Move approval, but I do have a question of Rebecca. Do you have any particular problem with this, Rebecca, coming from your stand?
No, I think in this case it actually provides a good assessment. One of the requirements in the job description includes an assessment of a candidate's strength in using Excel,
I saw
Word,
that. That's what I was
and databases, and having a written exam will better enable us to assess the candidate's skill in those areas versus just their verbal communication of their skills.
Right.
So I think that it's a better assessment for candidates overall.
Thank you.
We have the water department here, right?
Yes, we agree. Wholeheartedly.
Okay. Question, when you said typing exam, is that a computer?
Just a basic typing exam.
Or a typewriter?
The keyboarding.
Keyboard.
The what I did 150 years ago when I went to college, took a typewriter.
Tiffany said, I don't know where you find those now.
That's exactly what I think. I agree.
Our office has one.
You got a typewriter?
No way.
We just in case the computers all go out.
I have one at home. I have one at home too, but I'm sure that the ribbons guy.
Anyway, I'd like to have a motion to approve the agenda item A3.
Second.
Moved in second that we approve the agenda item for the revised standard of the water department. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Correspondent? Do you have any correspondence?
We did not receive any correspondence for today.
The next item on our agenda is A5. Of course, we're talking about the Charter Review Committee. And we were just reviewing it today because we asked for discussions on any of the items from 246 all the way to 259 and 261.
Chair,
I'm opening now for discussion. Yes.
Just if I could add, we are slated on the agenda this evening. Their meetings now are starting at 5:30 for the Charter Review Committee to make comments based on discussion at our last committee meeting. It was intended to have Chairman Dennis Reichardt and Vice Chair Curtis Stout present to make those statements. Of course, unfortunately, Chairman Reichardt is not able to attend this evening, so I just wanted to make you aware of those components, but civil service does have an item on the agenda if you choose to proceed, or you could make the decision that you would like to request to postpone to a later meeting.
What would be a later meeting? What?
They meet on the exact same days that the Civil Service Board meets, so on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month,
okay,
starting at 5:30 in the EDA boardroom over at the 201 building. I guess it's no longer the EDA, but the former EDA building.
We still call it that.
They call it that. Do you think there would be a possibility we could postpone it until the fourth Tuesday? The reason I said that, I'd like to get with Dennis so we both could have the same collaborative information once we talk with him. And I haven't had that opportunity to talk to him. So I see what we submitted when Kathy submitted, and that was some of the things that we really wanted to talk about. But then I'm open to the committee.
Well, I agree. It would be good to have both of you at, you know, make a presentation on our behalf, but I am concerned of the time frame, because from what I've been able to pick up, they plan on going to council with their recommendations, I think, in April. I think that's right, isn't it, Steve, in April?
So. They're making an interim report at the next council meeting. And then they are supposed to have their final draft language ready at the very latest, end of April.
See, and that's a concern of mine. And like I said before, my biggest concern is putting all of civil service, mainly the appeal board, into a code, because I'm shaking my hands because I talk like an Italian.
Yeah.
I held it down here on my lap. because four votes can change a code.
Yes.
And that's my big concern. You know, they can say, well, we're going to have an appeal board for the employees as well as management, because it works both ways. And but four votes can do away with an appeal board. And I have a big concern about that. And I understand, probably, as we know, civil service is gone. It'll be consolidated with HR, I would imagine. It'll be some kind of a personnel board or whatever they want to call it. But not having the appeal board for employees and management really bothers me in a code. So, you know, if you want to wait another 2 weeks, I think we're taking somewhat of a risk advising the committee of a concern. And maybe you guys don't find it a concern. I do.
I think we all do. We all share in that. And there was some things that we submitted. I read the Kathy report. I think we all feel strongly about some of those items that we submitted to them. I don't have a problem with meeting with the committee tonight. I just felt that it would be stronger if we had both the chair and myself there.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
And that way we could, you know, present our
concern. I don't know how much that's going to do as far as changing their opinion. But that was a couple of things that I wanted to bring up, and of course, the how the members are selected and the number of years they are selected for. I think that's one of my things that keeps the continuity of the committee if we keep it from being the same as the mayor or same as some of the elected officials.
However, it goes into a code. There may not even be a board.
That's true.
You know, where in the charter, there is a board right now.
And I was reading through some of the other cities, how they have some of the other cities, and some of those are considered commission committees, personnel committees, and that kind of thing. So I agree with you. I think it's very important that we stay as an independent. Because I think once you get into a code, then it's
no longer. If it goes into code, it can be changed, in my opinion, it can be changed to VCs.
But anyway, it's up to you guys. If you guys feel that it would benefit for me to meet with them today.
Do you feel comfortable going to?
I don't have a problem with it, yes. I don't have a problem with it.
I understand the concerns of time, you know.
Because if we wait 2 more weeks, then, you know, whatever they do tonight just brings us closer to their final discussion as what they're going to present forward.
Okay. All right.
And just to add, the portion of the agenda that you'll be under is presentations, but they're aware that really this digit's not so much a formal presentation as just acknowledgement of what's been conveyed by the commission previously in writing as compiled by Kathy Staniford, and just making a verbal acknowledgement of those components. So you're not expected to make a formal long presentation if that is what you choose to do.
Okay. Yeah, and if I do, it would probably be something along that line.
Just highlighting what's in
just highlighting
that report
what was presented, you know, for Catholic Catholic report.
Plus the main thing is to mention the 4 votes can change it, you know, and that's change anything that that Kathy sent forward. If it's in a code, you know, all of our thoughts and wishes that she sent forward and concerns is going to be changed by 4 votes, whether it's, you know, a board or an appeal board or hiring our chief examiner or whatever, you know, 4 votes dumps it.
Well, the other option we have is you could meet with me. You and I could meet.
I can go if you would like me to go. I'm just not up to talking anymore.
Okay.
And I can be there if you would like me to be there.
I think it would be.
Want to come?
I was planning on going.
Good. Okay.
Just,
okay.
You know, I'm new to the board and.
Can we do that? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just, you know, I would caution you. The Brown Act does allow you to go to a public meeting of another entity and to be observers.
Okay.
You should not use this as an opportunity to circumvent.
Hopefully. Okay.
I mean, that being said,
yes.
It is a public meeting.
Gotcha.
You guys are on the agenda. So, you know, in the past, I'll give an example. The council has committees. They have 3 people on it. On occasion, a 4th council member who feels that this is an important topic has come, but they have to observe only. So 3 of you could talk.
Gotcha.
Or 2 of you could talk. Sorry, right. I've got 5. Yeah. I don't recommend 3 people talk.
Yeah, okay.
I would observe.
Yeah, that's fine.
It sounded like you were planning on observing, too.
Yeah, I plan on just observing. Yeah.
Okay.
Just not
and so, you know, if you all are sitting together and whispering to each other, that's not appropriate.
God, you're picky. Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
And I'll let Mr. Sines know, who is counsel to the Charter Committee, know that you are planning on attending.
Okay.
So, you know, if you have any questions about that,
the legality of.
Yes, he'll be ready as well.
Yeah, and it's 5:30, right?
In this building over.
Yes, it's the 201 building just across the parking lot there, and you'll just walk right in those doors if you park on the 5th level.
Okay.
And it's their big board.
Okay. That's where they're planning on moving a bunch of City Hall employees.
Oh, okay.
In the future, so.
Okay. All right, then. We'll let the minutes reflect that 3 hour committee members will meet with the Charter Committee this afternoon.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, very good. And Curtis, in preparation for that, do you need any additional backup material, or are you?
No, I think you did a good job. We put a camera ready. I wanted from here is some of the items that we, that was not in the CAPES report that maybe we wanted to highlight, and you have just mentioned that we talk about the code. Okay. So I'd probably have to sit down for a minute with you to get your feelings on how we want to present that, whether it's a code or what is outside of the charter. It seemed as though the this commission or this committee would be outside of the charter, so.
The way it looks like it's going to
right.
the Charter Review Committee, we wouldn't be on in the charter,
right.
and therefore it would be in a code. So.
And that would be the way I would present it, uh-huh. is that that's the concern that we have.
Steve, it would be the municipal code?
It would be. And the way they're planning on doing it now is they're planning on having a provision in the new charter that says nothing changes from how it is now without an act of the Mayor and Common Council. So what that means is what you are now is what you will get. They can change it.
Until they have four votes.
they can change it by ordinance, but it wouldn't automatically abolish
the
current system
yeah.
simply by adopting the charter. They would have to take affirmative action to do that.
Change.
But they would be able to.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what we don't
yeah.
want.
Uh-huh.
All right. So we would have to, if there's any other things that we want to bring up to the charter, we'd have to do it in this committee, right? In open session.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have anything else? That was my main concern.
No, I agree
is
with
the,
what you brought up.
Yeah. And I can see most of the other stuff probably in a personnel. But the appeal board is what really concerns me, because I think it should be citizens oriented and in the charter.
Okay. All righty. Then we can do that. See if we can meet with them. 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. Any other comments on that subject? If not, we'll move forward with that in the minutes and document it in the minutes. The next thing we have on the agenda is the monthly chief examiner report.
So generally our full report for the prior month is at the second meeting, so I'll have a more detailed report for you next time. I did want to take this opportunity to provide you with a couple of quick updates. We just passed Dennis's birthday, so we're having blueberry muffins in honor of Dennis, since he does love all things blueberry, I know. So I'm sorry he's not able to join us today. The other component is I did want to acknowledge that last Wednesday we did issue reduction in force or layoff notices to 76 employees in the Public Works Department as associated with the transition of trash, recycling, street sweeping, and right-of-way services to BURTEC. So I just wanted you to be aware that those notices have been issued. In a few instances, we have employees that have demotion rights, and they've been presented with those, and we're proceeding with the appropriate course of action as required by the civil service rules. So I just wanted you to be aware that that had occurred. Additionally, we did have a resignation of our human resources technician, Treasure Ortiz.
Oh, really?
She's taken another position with the County of San Bernardino, which
wow.
is wonderful for her. But we will have a vacancy as well. So we're working on that. And then, of course, we have a large number of recruitments that we're in process on at present. So I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of some of the general things that are happening right now, and would be happy to address any questions that you have associated with any of that.
Well, I have a question of Steve, but he may not know. With a different hat that I have, that I wear, the right-of-way crew that has been gone will go to BURTEC. Do you know who we contact then for a right-of-way as a neighborhood association? Will we still do it through the city and they will forward it? or do you know?
I'd be happy to work with Jason. You've looked at I'm putting you on the spot, sorry. You've looked at the agreement more than I have. Are they handling customer service for right-of-way as well?
It's a large agreement. We're still ironing out
okay.
all of the specifics about that, but we are having team meetings every week to kind of work through this process, so that I will bring that up at our next
meeting.
Yeah,
some of those things you might get back to the presidents of the various associations. I think my association is the only one that really takes advantage of the right-of-way crew, but
I do know we are going to have public works staff still assigned to contract management.
Okay, so I knew that, but I just didn't know if...
I don't know if they're going to be your first stop
for,
routine requests, and we can get an answer to that.
Yeah, because, normally I just send it in on the 24/7, and, 2 days later it's taken care of.
Right, right. We'll find out how that's working, or if there's going to be a new phone number to call.
And just to note, graffiti abatement is still being addressed by the Public Works Department, and that component is still held by the city.
I knew that, but I knew the right-of-way crew is, my association really uses that.
Right.
Thank you.
Rebecca, on the layoff notices, now, you give them the notice, and that's up to Burtag to pick them up, or how does that work?
The employees are being laid off from the city of San Bernardino, so their term of employment with us will be ending. Burtag is hiring, however. They did hold an employee event this past Saturday on the 6th for those that were impacted by the reduction in force, asking them and inviting them to submit an application. Of course, they do have to go through their employment process and pass the physicals and all of those kinds of things. But Burtag has a large number of positions that will be open as a result of this contract in order to provide services in the city, more than we actually have personnel that would be transitioning over. So they are also holding a community employment event on the 15th, which is President's Day, at the Doubletree, and I think I may have brought a flyer on that. So if you know anybody that has an interest in that, it's from 10:30 to 6:30 p.m., so if there's anybody that you know in the community that would have interest in employment, they're also going to be inviting applications from a broader audience. So, just so you're aware.
Okay, good. Any other information?
Nothing else for me. We just have our personnel action summary to move forward.
Okay. I'd like to have a motion to accept the chief examiner's report.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Moved and second that we accept the chief examiner's report. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. Motion carried. The next item on the is our staff presentation of the Brown Act. And I've talked to Steve and I mentioned to Steve that we probably need to postpone that if that's available to him.
I think it's a wise idea.
That way we have all our commissioners here. As of today, we only have three, so that means we're missing two. So it would probably be best served if we could postpone it, and you could tell us what kind of date that would be. Or
I'd recommend continuing it to a future date, undetermined. And I'd leave it to the chief examiner to see when are people going to be here and when are you going to have a light calendar. The goal of putting it on today was that you didn't really have a whole lot of other things to do. Because it does take about 15 to 20 minutes, and if you have questions, it can take longer.
Okay. And answer my second question. How long? 15 to 20 minutes?
15 to 20 minutes.
Okay. 30 minutes at the most.
I timed myself, but when I did it in front of the council, it went a little bit longer.
like 2 days.
They did have a lot of questions, but the library board indulged me, and we got it done in 20. So.
I'll move we postpone to an indefinite date.
Continue it to an indefinite date.
Thank you.
Second.
Second.
Moved and second that we take the staff report on the Brown Act and we continue it to an indefinite date. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Motion carried. The last item we have is in closed session. And we do have a closed session item. Is that true?
Do you have a closed session item if you wish to address that at this meeting, or if you wish to continue it until you have the full commission present, you can choose to do that as well.
I move we continue.
The closed session item, of course, would be in pursuant with the chief examiner's performance evaluation. And I agree. I think it should be full commissions when we're here.
You're looking mainly for a signature, aren't you, Rebecca? That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But we need...
We need the chief to sign. But anyway, it has been motion and second that we move it to, we continue it to another date when we have a full council for the commission. Okay?
Well, it would have been a good day for the Brown Act.
Yeah.
We tried.
The last thing... Yeah, the last thing we have on the agenda is adjournment.
Second.
It has been moved and properly second that we adjourn until our next scheduled meeting, which will be February 25th, is that it?
23rd.
23rd. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Aye, aye. All righty.
We'll see you tonight.
See you tonight. And just as I said, we just present.